This one's rough. You guys, prepare yourself for this one. Oh boy.
So I have some college sorority friends. They all decided that they would challenge each other and see who could sleep their way through the alphabet first, as in hook up with a guy beginning with each letter of the alphabet. I mean, seriously, what could go wrong? They just started this challenge 2 months ago. One of the ladies already made it to letter K last night and then found out today that she is pregnant with a child. Bun in the oven. And not with one, not with two, but with three babies. Well, someone was fertile, and she doesn't know who the dad is. It could be Alex, Ben, Caleb, Darren, or the other six guys. But on the bright side, she hooked up with letter K last night. Therefore, Kevin from Arkansas State University, you are not a father, champ. Congratulations, bro. As for the rest of the letters, it's a guessing game. Who's about to be a dad of three?
But I love it, though.
She belongs to the street.
So sad, so sad, so sad that you think yours.
She belongs to the street.
You might have said you love that girl, but she belongs to the gang. And when she with me, I let her do her thing.
So here's our presentation today. Her fake confidence. By the way, guys, don't think for one second that I don't understand what's going on here. And this girl using the my friends excuse. No. We know she's in on the game. She probably planned the game. I know, like when I was actually in college in the fraternity, you know, scene or whatever, I know for sure one type of competition that a sorority had. So there's this one sorority that was kind of known as like the slutty sorority at our college. And I remember one of the girls, when she finally like was just like honest with me about it, she was like laughing, telling me one of the goals that her pledge class had. All the girls in her pledge class, they were given a goal from one of the older sorority girls, and their goal was to sleep, have sex with this Allen guy. This Allen guy, I remember from our college, he was like a couple years older. He had been in college for multiple years, almost like Van Wilder, if you've seen that movie. He had these tattoos. He loved playing basketball. I mean, he took me as a cool guy, right? That's why, you know, women were into him. But I remember a girl admitted to me that that was one of the goals that her pledge class was given. The girls there, the older girl said, you need to sleep with Allen from blah, blah, blah fraternity. And that's like your goal. That's like tells us that you made it as a sister. So they have weird challenges, no doubt. But this one is new, and I'm sure that this goes around all over with TikTok and all that other stuff. Girls hear this challenge, they're like, oh, I should play that with my friends. That would be fun. All right, case study here. Average college woman today. Maybe I should be fair and say average college sorority girl today. I didn't have room, the catchy title up top, to put that all in there. So the average college woman today is influenced by Cardi B and Call Her Daddy podcast. If you followed this channel for any you know small period of time, you've seen me break down either Cardi B or the Call Her Daddy girls in that podcast.
This is going to piss some people off, and I'm sorry.
I'm here for it.
Unless a guy is... Even when he says boyfriend and girlfriend, I think you can still kind of have a roster.
Me too. At this age, unless I'm engaged to be married,
yes.
I kind of feel like...
When you're in your late 20s, early 30s, if a guy is not going to sit there and be like, I see us getting married, your roster is...
You always got to have your backups. You always got to be ready. People are going to freak the fuck out.
C-team.
She freely enjoys that CC ride. That cock carousel ride. These college women, the average college woman, right? She's in that peak. She's experiencing the best of the best. Sausages are just being thrown at her left and right, and she gets to take her pick. Oh, whatever candy I want to eat today, I can wake up and eat it. No rules. How great is life? This period doesn't last forever, guys.
The wall. Has anyone ever heard about the wall?
A wall. A big, beautiful wall. A wall.
The wall.
The wall. Wall. It's going to be a big, fat, beautiful wall.
And the wall just got 10 feet taller.
So the average college woman is able to get hookups easily. It isn't until later in life when they won't commit. What I mean is those men that they can hook up with that they won't commit, that the full truth kicks in. And even like this little meme here, the girls know, it's like, I know I'm hot, but I also know I'm not a full-time hot person. I'm hot when I want to be. I choose my own hours. I make my own schedules. I do freelance hotness. Guys, doesn't that sort of, can't you relate that now to the idea of the, you know, the fake confidence and like the facade thing is like, I know I'm hot, but I know I'm only hot half the time. I know that I can get matches with these guys, but I know these guys won't actually commit to me. So it's almost like in a deeper way, kind of explaining what's going on with this game. So again, this right here is like the curse of hypergamy. We talk about this is these college women, those women sleeping with, you know, every letter of the alphabet. At the time, it's all fun and games. But as they start to see later in life when these men will not commit to them, that's when the full truth kicks in. It was already nagging at them in the back of their mind, that fake confidence, like, this is fake. You're not actually that cool. Oh, gross. You look disgusting yesterday. I can't believe, luckily no one ever actually saw you. Oh, man, that zit looks horrible without that makeup on. Oh, gross, gross. So she's got this, like, thing in the back of her mind that's always fighting this false confidence that she has, this, like, social media image she portrays, this, like, beautiful life. Oh, I'm so confident, all that stuff. But especially as they age, it really starts to set in. Then that's when we talk about the wall and all that stuff. Who's
a hole? A great wall.
Where it just comes hitting so fast because all of this fake confidence, I don't know if it's fake, I don't know if it's real, these guys like me, but they probably shouldn't. This battle she's been having while she's been on the CC this whole time. I can't believe Betamon are all into me. I can't believe these simps are all... And then all of a sudden she hits that wall and all the attention and the validation goes down. And then she goes, yeah, it was all fake, wasn't it? Dang. And then that's when all these insecurities pop up big time. Oh, this one, guys. Oh, yeah. I'll remember this one. This is fun. All right. We're still with the case study of the average college woman today. So the average college woman is able to get hookups easily, whatever, we know. It isn't until later in life when men won't commit that the full truth kicks in. Okay, this is what I'm going to talk about here. This is the sloppy toppy queen, video 5 here. This is where the girls that have this really inflated confidence, this really inflated ego, especially those thoughts out there bouncing around all over on the CC there, you don't see the side of them unless you're a chatter Tyrone. You don't get to see this very real and raw side of these women. So I'm going to show it to you. This is not from my phone, guys. I'm just letting you know that.
Hi, is this Christopher? Because you gave me your number last week at a bar, and I've been texting and calling you, and for some reason you keep ghosting me, and I would like to know the reason why, because when I was giving you sloppy toppy, you didn't seem to have a problem, but now all of a sudden you want to get all like crazy with me and ghost me. And I was honestly like, it makes me sad because I thought we had a connection. So you know what, just forget the number. I hate you.
Oh my god, don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good, because I'd find you.
Yeah.
You guys, that's what I mean by false confidence. Every girl that seems super duper confident to a simp or a betamon has voicemails like this on one of the alphas that are out of her actual league because they can't go back down. They can't go to even their own level anymore, right? The hypergamy. They're always shooting up. So this is the very real stuff that goes on behind the scenes again, that you won't, most men won't typically see. So you see this confident image. You see this, wow, she's so confident. I'm so intimidated by her. There's so much more going on. There's so much more going on. And if you have a solid mentality, you'll outlast them every time. Mind is a strong, strong thing. I know for sure one girl that in my head, she gave amazing sloppy toppy, but I honestly could not stomach going on a second date with her. It was that bad, the rest of her personality. She gave amazing sloppy toppy. She was very dumbfounded and befuddled when I didn't show her that much interest or, you know, wanting to hang out again afterwards. But man, she gave some a mean sloppy toppy, but she had nothing else to go with that. That was the only thing she could do, and she could do it well. I'll give her that. But, you know, practice, obviously. So that works against her a little bit there, doesn't it? Her confidence, she questions it. The thought woman, women, slowly realize that sexual experience and sloppy toppies aren't commitment material. Deep down, this confidence was always fake. You get men who have to work for attention and validation. Most men have to work for any type of attention from the world. You have to produce. You have to develop skills before people admire you. That's just the life of a man versus women are just cherished and praised for being women.
My line in college was, hey, I'm trying to sleep with everyone on my dorm floor. Do you want to go back to my place?
Did that work? Oh my God. Holy shit.
What happens though is these women get so many, and again, when I'm going to, there's a difference here. There's definitely not all women are thought women. When we talk about the thought woman that's just out there, you know, matching with 50 guys from 50 different states. There are some women too that are very intelligent. They earn their confidence because they get things done or they, you know, they've had to work for things. So, but is it a majority of women, especially today, they have gotten so much attention and validation just from being, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty, you're so sexy, I would do anything to be with you. It's all sexual or relationship oriented. They get all of this validation and attention that those women believe that they're hot stuff for being hot or, wow, you give such a good blowjob.
When I was younger, people would be nicer to me. Like, they would go out of their way to talk to me, smile at me, hold doors open. But as I've gotten older, what I'm noticing is that people, they don't do that. It's almost like you become slowly more and more invisible. I feel like the only people that really see me are other middle-aged women. You know, it's like we give each other this knowing look. This, you get this privilege that people treat you nice and just give you extra attention that maybe other people don't receive. And then whenever that starts to slowly fade away and then completely stop, it's like, if you aren't aware of what's happening, you feel like something's wrong with everybody else. What the freak is wrong? Why is everybody so rude and everybody so dismissive? Why isn't everybody bending over backwards for me? Well, that's because we were given privilege just based on something as shallow as the way we look. And so we thought that that was the world, like how the world was, but it's not. A lot of people don't live in a reality that is like that.
That's how in their mind they believe that they're gaining value. They believe that, wow, look at this. So if I give the meanest blowjob, this man will never leave you. There's magazines that women read that say stuff like that. If you know how to give a man a blowjob, he will never leave you. And that's true for simps and Betamon. If you can give him a good blowjob, he'll stay with you for a long time. But what they don't realize is the high quality men or the men that they actually want to lock down, those guys don't put merit to her sexual experience. Like, wow, this girl gives such a good blowjob, I better wife her up. It's like, no, those guys are like, wow, she gives a great sloppy toppy. She's going to be in my phone as sloppy toppy girl because that's what she's good at. That's what she's good for. So these women learn and they get reinforced that beauty and sex and blowjobs, especially if you watch Call Her Daddy or listen to that, those are your ways to a man's heart. Those are the things that make you valuable.
We have a big, fat, chunky, large, inflamed PSA.
Girls don't know how to give blowjobs.
The Gluck Gluck 9000 is every man's kryptonite.
We're not saying cheat, but we are saying be crazy as f- because guys love the crazy.
I'm gonna download Tinder right now and f- every guy that I match with on.
So they don't realize it until later on when they can't get these guys and they just give them sloppy toppies that, wow, that was all fake confidence because they didn't do anything to earn it. Versus if there was a woman that spent her time learning these skills, learned how to cook, she knew how to give a man praise, she knew how to build this man up, she, you know, preserved herself, saved herself for a certain man. Like, she did other things she built. Those are valuable things that she could build. She worked on, you know, she thought about being a mother early, and that's what she wanted to make sure was important to her. Though that's a totally different thing. Those women actually would bring skills to the table, so they have natural confidence. All these women that have just been sleeping around on the CC, it's all fake, because the thing that they get reinforced on is beauty in their sexual experience. Beauty fades. Beauty doesn't last forever. Beauty goes down quickly when she hits the wall. And sexual experience is a turn off for the highest caliber men. Yeah, wow, she gives a great blowjob. Maybe I'll invite her over again next Thursday. But that guy doesn't go, well, man, I got to make her my wife. He's like, that girl's been, she's been around. She's for the streets. So that's where this whole thing kind of like, her confidence just starts it. She questions it, and then it's just like a slow death, and she's just hanging on for last hope, trying to catch a Betamon before the wall swallows her up completely. After a while, she'll give the back door away too. Yeah, that's funny, but like I've told you guys before too, right? I've had a girl that wouldn't give the front door up. She was waiting for marriage. She gave the back door up to me after I met her one night on Tinder, but she saved the front door for her husband. Yeah, it's all sorts of shenanigans going on right now, guys. It's best to just sit back and laugh. Her confidence, it slowly crumbles. The curse of hypergamy teams up with the wall. That is a winning team that will never be defeated. Hypergamy and the wall, good luck beating that one. As she ages, she starts to find herself, because most of her life she was praised for doing nothing, so she didn't know who she was.
The sole purpose of this video is to remind you that I have really nice boobs. In case you forgot.
So here's a perfect meme, and girls love these memes. No, but seriously, normalize finding love in your 40s. Normalize discovering and chasing new dreams in your 30s. Normalize finding yourself and your purpose in your 50s. Life doesn't end at 25. Let's stop acting like it does. Well, when she gets 40, 50, 60 and she's no longer that beautiful woman again, what does she have left? Oh, you give a great slobby jobby. Did I even say that right? Slobby jobby? So again, these things that are no longer useful, she has no idea who she actually is, because she was out on the CC doing all these things, getting praise and validation for doing nothing, so she never had to build the character. She never had to build the personality to actually figure out who she really is. Yeah, that's these women desperately clinging on to something else, like, well, shoot, it didn't work out how I was told from the Feminist 101 blog that I could sleep around, do all that, and I could get a Betamon simp to love and cherish me, and we could have a family by 32. It didn't work out. So now they change the society standards. Hey, let's normalize. You shouldn't have to worry about finding yourself till you're 30, 40, or 50 years old. Let's normalize that. Don't forget, subscribe, like, comment, share the video. Definitely subscribe.